The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're live and local in the studio today, and we're breaking down your backyard. It's going to be spring before we know it. I know that the ice is melting off the lakes, and I tell you what, any day now you're going to be wanting to fix up that backyard. And we just talked to our friend Paulie from the East Coast. It's already warm out there. He said it was 60s out there, so they're doing this. But right back here in Michigan, we're just getting started. And today's show is all about the backyard. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And good morning, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It is Saturday, so we're grilling. And right now, we're going to talk to a good friend of mine from the Leonard Street branch of Belden Brick, the home office, the headquarters, like, what, 80, 90 years you guys have been there?
Oh, we've been there 31 years, but the business has been around Belden Brick for 130 years.
130, okay.
Macon Brick,
wow.
In Canton, Ohio.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Well, anyway, you have a beautiful showroom. If you've never been to it, the address is 620 Leonard Northwest, and they have just brick of every sort and color. Cultured stone. You sell several brands of cultured stone.
Mm-hmm.
Cultured stone, the brand, and then probably Eldorado and a few of these other brands.
We sell a lot of real stone, too. That's absolutely gorgeous.
Maybe a little Beekle.
We sell a little bit of Beekle. Uh-huh. We sell a lot of stone that's been quarried out of Michigan. That's
nice.
Absolutely beautiful. In fact, when they made the Sioux locks several years ago, they dredged Lake Superior, and we have that red stone that came from Lake Superior that you can blend in, and it's absolutely beautiful. We have brick, we have stone, we have everything you can name it. But what I love to talk about today is a lot of our landscape products that we're touting.
Right, because we want to help people plan their backyards out for the ultimate grilling experience. So that when they bring people back there, if they built up their grilling skills, doesn't do any good if you're sitting in a dumpy patio. Right?
Definitely not. No. In fact, we've been selling brick pavers for years and concrete pavers, but we're stepping it up a notch this year, putting a lot of emphasis in outdoor living spaces. In fact, if you've been to our outdoor showroom lately, you'll see it's flat. We've removed everything there, and by the end of March and April, we'll have a whole new outdoor living environments, spaces for you to sit and enjoy and relax.
So what's that going to look like? I've been to your outdoor showroom. Mm-hmm. Had bought products there before for my own home, and it was always so cool because I could walk in there and I could envision what it was going to look like in my backyard because it was installed. So you've completely retooled that. Tell me what it's going to look like.
It's going to be totally different. In fact, it's going to look like mini backyards. You're going to have outdoor kitchens. You're going to have your grills and refrigerators. You're going to have pizza ovens, fireplaces. We're going to have a couple water treatments so you can relax and sit in some furniture and listen to the water trickle. We're going to have walkways with some beautiful natural flagstone. It's going to be a whole new environment from what you've seen before. But we're also going to keep our stone and brick on display too. So if you are building a new home or renovating, we certainly have those products outside. But we envision many people to be lounging at our outdoor showroom this spring. It's going to be pretty nice and relaxing.
Well, you know, they're predicting gas being $5 a gallon this summer. You know, we're all about promoting Michigan business, but at some point, you can't afford to hook the boat on the back of the RV, and at 6 miles to the gallon, you've spent your vacation fund getting up to the lake, you know. So more and more people, I think, are trying to create this backyard environment where they can staycation. And I'm real interested to learn more about this. Now, some people think this is very, very expensive to do. Let's talk a little bit about that. Mm-hmm. When you say a kitchen, when I built my home, that was the most expensive room in my house, was the kitchen. But that's not necessarily the case when we go to the outdoor kitchen, is it?
No, not at all. In fact, we are pretty excited. We found a line that you can bring in several different ideas. You could have an elaborate, large kitchen space to a small, and it's very affordable, just in the few thousands. We've got some great grills from low to medium to high price points. If you are a serious, serious griller, we've got some amazing grills. Or if you just do it every weekend or once in a while, we've got the simple grilling concoctions.
Sure.
But I'll tell you, it is amazing what you can do, and it's very affordable. And one thing we found is that not a lot of people are moving because they can't sell their house and they want to move on outside. And the nice thing about these products with the fire pits, you can enjoy your outdoors longer. So you can stay out there almost all year round. Like this winter would have been perfect if you had your fire pit
to sit by. That's right. And maybe you can even bring those outdoor heaters in, the little umbrella-shaped patio heaters?
Well, we don't have the heaters. We don't sell those. However, we do have some beautiful torches that have a spiral gas flame, and they add a beautiful touch to your outdoors or your entryway, and we'll have those on display too.
Yeah, I'm just talking about the patio in general. You know, if people want to spend more time on their back decks, there's all sorts of little sun rays and stuff that provide wonderful heat.
Oh, definitely.
We've got restaurants all over that have them that give you literally twice as much time on your patio.
And people want to go inside. We've even had a few patios we've done with outdoor TVs. So you could really live outside if you wanted to.
Yeah, and you know what? That's all about what the grilling guys are all about, is getting out on your back deck in your yard, entertaining your friends, and making this a place where the whole family likes to congregate. There's nothing better than to have the neighborhood kids come to your house when your kids are out, because then you know what's going on, right? So, they're not over somewhere getting in trouble. And the backyard environment is a place to do it. You put a kitchen out there or a fire pit, and it's like gravity, man. It's cool.
So it sounds like it's going to be pretty cool when you get it finished off.
It's going to be beautiful. And the nice thing I want to throw out there, too, if you had a brick, a stone home that you built, you can match the stone on your home with these customized fire pits that we have. So it's kind of new to the whole business, and we're really excited. So we'd love to have people stop by and hang out.
Well, I think, you know, what we'd need to do then is just pick up some steaks and a case of wine and head over there.
I think that sounds perfect. We'll
yeah,
make it
sometime
a date.
Sometime in late March or early April,
we'll
when the place is all tuned up, and we'll come over and check it out and do a Grilling Guys review of the new Belden
Yeah, it'll be like
patio.
A Saturday about 11:30.
Perfect. Yeah. We'll start chilling the beers.
Okay.
Well, great. Rhonda, thanks so much for joining us today. Belden Brick is again on 620 Leonard Northwest in Grand Rapids. You can find them online at BeldenBrickAndSupply.com. Check it out, because there's a lot of really cool things. One last thing that I want to ask you is, if I just have kind of an idea in my head, but I'd really need some help designing something, do you have services that do that?
We do. Actually, we've got a lot of great people on staff, including myself, that can help you customize your outdoor living space. We also have a list of great designers locally that we can recommend, but that's why we're there, and that's what we do.
Fantastic. Well, again, Rhonda, thanks so much for your time and joining the Grilling Guys. Coming up next, we're going to go to another part of the backyard with our friends from Outback Casual Living. Dan and Michelle are going to join us here in studio in a minute. Their business is up on the north side of Grand Rapids. They, too, have some great ideas and great products for your back deck. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Ready to play.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.